money makes music.
Hi.
Nice. Hi, Nicole. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. This is episode 7 of I Saw Your Tweet. Are you okay?
And has it really been 7?
I know. That means 7 I've been weeks doing this
for like almost what? That's like 2 months.
2 months.
That is 1/6 of the entire year. That's so unfortunate.
I know. Like, everyone's wondering when season 1 is going to end. And by everyone, I mean me.
You know what? I made this whole like thing because like I took the hiatus off my other podcast and I was like, oh my God, season 2 is coming back, because I didn't know what else to say. Like, what, the podcast is coming back? What the fuck is the difference between all these like seasons? Like, whenever like some of my favorite podcasts are like, well, we're wrapping up season 1 and then we're doing, and I'm like, what is the difference? Why do you have to call it season 1 or like season 2?
Well, I mean, I can understand if there's like a rebrand. Like we're planning a rebrand for our season 2.
Are we?
I don't know. I just came up with it. Hopefully.
I like the casualness of our like podcast. I don't like, I realize I'm less of a fan of like more professional style podcasts, like where they have like a beautiful like podcasting room. Like, while that's really cool, I just personally seem to like those a bit less. I don't know. That's just maybe me.
I mean, yeah, I like that our podcast is very casual and that it sounds like not professional at all, and that we are literally the least professional people ever.
I like the word raw.
Okay. Why?
Well, it just reminds me of Whole Foods. Which, speaking of Whole Foods, I was at Whole Foods.
Reminds me of a lot of other things, anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm talking about Whole Foods. I went to Whole Foods today for the first time in so many moons. I have not been in a grocery store in a very long time, but I decided to go. And I made like a mini shopping list, but I knew that I probably wasn't going to get every single thing on the shopping list because Whole Foods stresses me out. I don't like going inside of there. It's very expensive. Yeah. I don't know where anything is.
It's also so large.
Mine is not that big, but
my Whole Foods is ginormous.
Okay. Who are you to brag?
My Whole is ginormous.
Do you own the whole Whole Foods?
I am. Well, yeah.
That's my third Whole Foods. Yeah. No, and every like corner that you turn, it smells like lavender essential oils. You could literally be in the coffee aisle and it smells like lavender
essential oils. That's really true. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
they have a weird like soap section.
Yeah. And then it's like local soap too. And it's like, I don't know. I'm just like, how like do you it. Get in the local soap section? Can I sell
At
something
Whole
in the
Foods
local?
Too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, this soap was made in like Malvern, Pennsylvania. I don't even know if that's like a real thing, but
don't give away your location now.
Well, I don't even know where Malvern is. So
yeah.
In reality, I live in Malvern, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, Malvern, I do not who's live ever in heard Malvern. Of that?
But yeah, no, that's exactly how I feel being inside of a Whole Foods, and it just like kind of stresses me out, and I feel like I have to rush, and I feel like everyone in there is judging me because they're like really rich and they have places to go, and I don't know. It just makes me, I feel like it would be a nice place to go at night. Like, I feel like I would be very calm, like before bedtime, like to go to a nice little Whole Foods or whatever. But anyway, I picked some stuff up and I just had a really good time by myself. But then I realized I had like a phone call that I needed to attend at like 1:30. And I like look at the clock and it's like 1:20. I'm like, okay, how many things can I pick up in a short amount of time as possible?
That's why you're stressed out.
Yeah, I was so stressed out and I was like running around everywhere and I was like, ooh, but I could also get Just Egg. So I like ran across the store to the other side getting Just Egg. And then I like was staring at this man who was looking at the vegan cheese for a while because he looked like this famous TikToker. And I was like, no, this famous TikToker does not live here in Pennsylvania. Like, that's not a thing. And I was like, wait, maybe he does. I mean, that could make sense. So I'm like staring this man down. He probably thinks I'm so creepy and I'm like not hiding it either. Like, I like practically like turned around, like, you know when you like move your head. I always used to say that there was this one girl in middle school and in elementary school, me and my best friend, we always said that she would just like turn her head in a way to like look at the front of your face, like, you know when you're sitting down next to someone, you can't directly see what their face looks like, so you have to like extend your neck and like put it around.
I hate that.
So you know, at the dent Yeah, you know at the dentist, like when they take the lights, like the lights to like look into your mouth. Yes, and they like move it in front. I was like, that's what her neck reminds me of. Just like, anyway, that's what I was doing to this man. That's what I did to this poor man. He was not even a TikToker. It was not him. And this poor man just got harassed in the vegan cheese aisle. And then I made it to the call. Everything was fine. There's nothing else to the story. I just wanted everyone to know.
What TikToker did you think it was?
Bleep it out.
Why?
Because I feel weird if it's in there. Okay, I feel weird. I feel weird it? Because James bleep Charles? It out. No. It was not. Yeah, James Charles is no longer referred to as a YouTuber.
Yeah, 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 he's James a Charles TikToker. In
Pennsylvania, but no longer a YouTuber. He is now or makeup titled artist. As a TikToker. He probably has more followers on TikTok than YouTube, to be honest, because that's just how TikTok works.
I mean, yeah, TikTok's used by every single person, you know.
Yes, but I thought it was.
And I then feel like you would know if he lived in Pennsylvania.
I feel like I would know too, but I clearly didn't because I was like looking this man like right into the eyes, and I was like, "Are you? Who I think you are."
And you were like, "Excuse me."
Make that a funny bleep sound. Like, do your like little bleeps that you do.
Oh, you think the things that I do on to edit this podcast are funny?
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
No, don't think that. Don't you dare think that.
That's not true, Nicole. Actually, spoiler alert, everybody. Nicole texted me the other night, and she's like, LOL, at like the edits that I made to last week's
podcast.
Did
I? So I don't remember. I just don't. I did.
I was like crazy back then.
I did. I don't remember that. I was crazy back then. No. Shit, I was in, oh yes, I the reason I went to Whole Foods, I'm sorry, I'm
oh my
alone.
Gosh,
sorry.
I thought that story was over. I was like,
sorry,
10 minutes
I'm being
ago.
Crazy.
Anyway, go ahead.
Speaking of raw, I'm trying to be a healthier individual.
Are you doing raw 30?
No,
Nicole, I was about to lose a lot of respect for you.
What's that one? Freely, the banana girl. She had like this whole book, Raw Till 5 or something, and I was like, I don't understand.
Raw Till 4. Just
raw. Raw Till 4, is it Raw Till 4?
I know that because I had a friend do it. But she's like vegan and she like literally liked to eat onions like apples. So it was like, it was the same.
I feel like I'm pretty sure that if you eat like raw onions like too much, you can like give yourself burns.
Well, guess what?
On your
she
insides.
Goes to Harvard and she's actually going to Cambridge.
Well, okay, my stepdad London, so. Also eats raw onions, but he is not going to Harvard or Cambridge, so he does a lot of crossword puzzles, and he's really good at them, so.
Oh, okay, well, maybe you should start eating
raw onions. Oh, start eating, oh, yeah, no. I just wanted to pick up some things, like, you know, mushroom powder and jackfruit and, you know.
Jackfruit?
You know.
Do you eat jackfruit legitimately?
Yeah,
oh,
yes,
do you, like,
yes.
Make it?
Well... I've never bought it raw. This is my first time buying it raw. So I bought. Ew. I usually buy them in cans
without
with brine
protection?
Because without protection,
without
raw.
Protection.
And so, I bought like a huge chunk of it, and I think it's ripe. I think so. I don't know. We're gonna find out.
Yeah, I don't know how you would even know that.
I'm not sure. I'm gonna Google it. But yes, I usually buy them in cans and brine, and then. I feel like I talk about this one YouTuber a little bit too much that I seem obsessive about it. So I'm not going to mention her name, but whoever's listening to this podcast probably knows exactly who I'm talking about, but she makes these amazing
best
salads,
dressed.
Not best dressed. And then,
no, I don't know who it could be. I just feel like best dressed is the only person we both talk about. And I don't know why I don't even watch best dressed videos. I've watched like 4, but I know everything about her life.
Literally. I was going to say, like, I talked to Jake about like, a handful of YouTubers and the only one that he like actually retains is Best Dressed at all times. Yeah. He's like, oh, so you want to do this thing because Best Dressed did it, right? I'm like, or I'm just existing, but no. There's another YouTuber and she makes salads, and so I tried putting jackfruit in my salads and it's amazing, but I just don't want to mention her name again because I really feel like I'm gonna be like seeming obsessive. I just really like her salad recipe so much, and I just don't want anyone to think that I'm obsessed. I'm just really obsessed with her salads like a lot.
I have literally no idea who this could
that sounds
be.
So this sounds so obsessive right now, me being like it's not I'm not crazy, I just really like jackfruit in my salads. And so anyway, now I have a like a big raw boy, and so I can't wait to, you know. Someone commented on my video recently and they're like, Nicole, please, we're begging you, make one video or podcast without talking about pap smears.
No, wait, did you talk about pap smears on your last video? Yeah. I think it's like your brand now.
I think so too. And I don't know how that really came to be. Thanks. I've only ever had one in my life, so I don't know why this is like my brand. And it was like a long time ago.
Nicole, I am going to be honest with you. I was taking a nap before this podcast. And it wasn't a long nap. It was maybe 15 minutes. But I really heavily
considered... That's the ideal nap time.
Oh yeah, it was nice. But I really heavily considered laying in bed and doing the podcast like...
I do that for my personal podcast.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I do. I think I sound different, but I like doing it.
I feel like I would fall asleep.
I fell asleep before on a podcast at the very end, and you can hear me like sleep talking, like mumbling, like not being able to like not sleep talking, but like what I was saying was not like coherent at all. And then I had to like cut out a huge chunk at the end of the podcast, but it still might be obvious.
I was like, and you don't edit your podcast, so it's like.
I think it was my last like podcast before my hiatus. I like to turn off the lights. I turn on my mood lighting and I will literally lay down and do the podcast because I feel like, and it's always really hard for me to start the podcast because I'm like, how could I possibly talk for an hour? This is going to be so tough. And then I just won't stop. Like I literally cannot stop. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Remember last week we were like, let's do a short episode, like maybe 30 minutes. Like, I don't know. And then we talked for almost... Like, we talked for 1.5 hours, basically 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Yes. I don't know what time we started this podcast, so I guess we'll find out.
Well, we are at 12 minutes right now.
Oh, immaculate. See, I don't, it doesn't now, say when I am. Unfortunately. You look like Timmy Turner today.
Thank you. It's because of this hat. It's from my old workplace.
Very nice. Aren't you so lucky that we don't have a video version of the potty?
I know, because I would have to blur this out, because we're not sponsored.
Exactly.
What have you been up to this week, Nicole? Anything fun?
When Jake doesn't have notes and he has to actually be polite up. And ask me what I did this week.
No, I can tell you what I was up to this week.
No, me first.
Okay, go ahead. I do something.
You asked me first. Oh, okay. What did I do this week? Well, you know, just, you know, YouTube, you know, just that crazy.
Wow. That's really new for you. What's that? How's that going?
You know, it's, yeah.
You're close to 400,000 subscribers.
I know. It's
which
like,
is basically half a million, which is basically a million. So congratulations, Nicole, on your diamond play button.
Thank you. I can't wait. I think diamond is
a million.
10 million.
Oh, what's a million? Gold?
Gold.
What's the one that you have now?
Silver. I know. Not the same. Well, third now because of the diamond play button. I think like Mr. Beast or like PewDiePie like made 100 million one. But anyway.
No. Yeah. PewDiePie is not at 100 million.
No, I don't know who is anymore. Jake, who do you think number one is, that the most like number one, like top, like number, like it's the top, like subscribe, like the, it's the person who is above all the other, like subscribe, like who do you think is at the top of like the subscribe, like list out of all of the YouTubers, like who do you think is like the number
one? That you want.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Nicole, for that sentence that you just said.
Yeah. Who do you
think? I'm going to go with Smosh.
No, no, so stupid. No, it's not Smosh.
No, it has to be Smosh.
No, it's T Series.
But who's next?
Coco Melon, nursery rhymes.
Nicole, you know what? I think you need to start making kids content. You need to go back to Webkinz, like you talked about in your first podcast.
That's called being a sellout.
Is that a sellout? Or is it just business smart?
You know what? If I ever make slime on my channel, that's how you know I've officially lost it. I'm officially off the rails.
Oh, do you remember... Oh my gosh. Who was that girl? She was like Glitter Forever 17.
Yeah, Glitter Critter.
Yeah. She... Oh, man. Okay, well, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it, but she had some... She had like messy...
Jake, please, no beef on this channel. I have an image to maintain. I know, we cannot have beef with
Glitter Forever 17.
What if I want to work with Glitter Critter Forever 17 in the future?
Well, I mean, I That's wouldn't put it past you. She's very problematic.
Me who never collabs with anyone ever. And
that's not true. What is this? What are you?
Who's gonna tell him collab? That this is? Who's gonna tell them that this is for charity hours?
not a collab. Anyway. You know what? I was thinking about this last week.
What?
In regards to podcast ideas, was I wanted to tell.
I just realized that, okay, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. I just realized that the way that I said what sounded like, I didn't like the way that it sounded. And like to you, it's like you saw me roll my eyes and I was like, you know, I sighed what, like in an annoyed way. But to the podcast listeners, it did not sound like that. So we just need
Why don't you go ahead and redo it and I'll just edit it back into what I just said.
Oh, great. Okay.
So go ahead. You know what? I was thinking about this last week.
What?
That was really good.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I was thinking about Tyler Oakley and, oh man, who was the British girl with blonde hair?
Zoella? No.
You know the one I'm talking
glitter.
About.
Something glitter.
Yes. Glitter.
Glitter Forever?
No, Glitter Forever 17 is the other girl. This is
no, not Glitter Critter.
Sprinkle of Glitter.
Sprinkle of Glitter.
You remember her? They did a video together where they talked about like embarrassing poop stories. Do you remember that video? Mm. Did you ever watch it?
I feel like I do. Yeah.
We should do something like that. Obviously not now because I'm gonna need time to think about that.
That's what I was gonna say. Is like I don't know. Yeah, literally times we've pooped our pants.
Yep.
3.1 million views. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
You've never pooped your pants?
Let me think. I think.
You don't want people to know that you've pooped your pants?
I think like one time when I was in like middle school and sick. Like I was like.
I think I already talked about how I pooped my pants on a trampoline.
I have a distant memory. I'm not. Sorry, I just don't shit my pants. For someone who has IBS, I just don't shit my pants. Sorry. Sorry that you do.
Also, some might have IBS. We're not sure. We haven't been diagnosed.
Oh my god! Are you like telling me right now something?
Oh my gosh!
Told me that before,
Nicole. I've told you many times that I think that I have IBS. In fact, I've tweeted, having IBS is such a power move. Like, go off, colon queen.
I thought you were talking about me.
Why would I be talking about you? You're not colon queen. You never shit your pants.
I thought you were talking about me. Oh. No.
Well, I did want to say my week has been amazing.
I didn't get to talk about my week.
Fine, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So I think my week went well. I don't really remember any of it because I have memory problems, but I did start.
Oh my gosh,
it's getting bad, but it's more like short-term memory problems. Like I will be in the middle of a sentence and I don't remember. I'm like Dory, like in the middle of a sentence, like where she just doesn't remember what she was talking about. That's me. And I think it's because of stress from like the last year. Like I'm not currently stressed, but I think it's stress from like the last year coming out of my body now, and or I'm low in my omega-3 vitamin because I haven't been taking it. So I got an omega-3 in the mail. And every single morning I go into the kitchen, I have zero appetite in the morning. I don't like breakfast. I don't like breakfast foods. I don't like it, but I'm starving in the morning and it's quite a problem for me. So I'm trying to like figure that out. And I've tried like every single breakfast. I just get sick of it. So I take all of my vitamins and I put them on a little plate or in a little bowl. And I like carry it around with me until I eat my breakfast because I can't just eat like all these vitamins on an empty stomach. Yeah. So I will like be transferring these pills like to one room to see whenever I'm ready. And
you're
I like
that
hear,
girl
like,
with a pill bowl.
Yes, I saw her.
That is so
yes.
You.
For
People
anyone who
so
doesn't know
about that.
Yeah, they're like, that's gonna be exposed into the air. Yes, this girl, yeah. She like posted that she has like these pretty bowls and how she doesn't like taking her medication. So she keeps them in nice, like pretty fun bowls and just keeps them out so that they're nice and pretty. I like that too. I like the idea of it. I don't think that's a smart idea, especially having a cat, which is why I'll get into my next point. I hear things dropping in my room. And I go into my room and my cat has ripped up tissues and put them all over my bed because she's obsessed with tissues. And all of my pills, she is knocking onto the ground. Literally, like, my pills are spread everywhere. And I cannot find my omega-3 pill. And
she
I was
made
like,
you miss your omega-3?
Well, I took another one. I got another one. But I still have not found it. I have to fully clean my room. I think she might have ate it. And so I quickly Googled. I was like, what happens if my cat what happens if my cat takes my omega-3? And all the results are like, it's fine. It's not toxic. Her fur will be very shiny. And if she has any skin itchiness, then she will not be itchy anymore. And I like read the label, not toxic. She's completely fine. So it's literally just like,
good for her.
So essentially I've come to the conclusion that my cat might have ate my omega-3.
Well, but she didn't eat anything else in fish and stuff, like,
yes, exactly. Yeah. So cats can have it anyway, and if it's too much for her, then she'll just like poop it'll just come out with
it's you literally know, what her- we do when we have too many vitamins.
Too many vitamins. Yeah. So I stopped panicking, and I was like, thank god she took that and not like the magnesium or like my allergy pill, or I don't know if those are bad for her.
No,
like
my probiotic. Okay.
Yeah, like I know someone who sprinkles probiotic on their like old cat's food because it needs it, like to help pooping and stuff like that. Anyway, I think she's fine. But anyway, if my cat looks extra shiny in the next coming weeks, now you know why, because she had a shit ton of omega-3.
Wow. Well, I've been monitoring her shininess.
Taking photos of it daily.
Making sure she was shiny enough. So
right. And if I find out that she did not eat the omega-3, I feel like I might be a little bit disappointed. She'll knock down like my AirPods and I have to like find them, and I always get worried if she ate those. But she doesn't really eat like inanimate objects. I say inanimate, like she doesn't eat something that's not edible. Like that's just not her. Like if you
go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Whatever. No. Like, you know how dogs will literally eat like a cord. Like they will eat an extension cord.
What? My dog would never. He did not do that last week.
No, I mean, like, dogs will eat anything. And some cats will, too. Like, there will be, like, surgeries on my TikTok page of, like, cats eating hair ties and everything. Clementine just isn't, like, well, she could be, for all I know, because I don't know. Maybe she is eating them. But, like, she doesn't eat, like, random things. Like, my mom will give her, like, raw salmon if she wants to eat, or, like, chicken or something like that. She does not want it. Banana or yogurt, she wants it. She'll eat that. But, like, so she won't eat, like, something like... She loves banana and yogurt. Wow. But that cat is meant to be vegan, I'm telling you. She will not eat meat. Thank you. I don't feed my cat a vegan diet, just letting everyone know. But
yeah, come on, y'all. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Well,
the cat chooses the vegan diet.
Yeah, the cat is a vegan at heart. But yeah, so I have hope that she didn't eat my omega-3, but if I find it like underneath my bed or something, I'm eating it because that bottle was expensive. So
and honestly, I think like the omega-3 will cancel out any like bacteria or anything.
That's what I think too.
Yeah,
but that's how it's supposed to help my memory. So if I start remembering things in the coming weeks, just know why. Or if my cat starts to look shiny, just know why.
Well, you'll also start to look shiny, too.
Oh, thank you. Jake would always tell me that I look very shiny, and I think I've lost that.
Something's changed.
Really?
Well, I only see you on screens, so.
Oh.
Maybe in real life.
Maybe. Well. Eyebrows are, I don't know. Well.
Oh, it's Brittany Broski.
Oh, it is.
No, but it's something else. I don't know.
One time Jake replaced Brittany Broski in an Among Us game.
Oh my gosh. I hate you for saying that. Yeah, I'm like Brittany Broski's like backup. Like just in case. So in theater there are certain people where if somebody doesn't show up, so like there's like if understudies,
everyone
right?
Everyone knows what an understudy is.
Understudies, but there are also these people who know every part. Okay.
Okay.
And they're called like the swings.
Okay.
So like they know every part, they can play anything in the show. That's me for Brittany Broski and all of Nicole's little Among Us squad. I'm the swing. So once somebody can't come, they're like, put Jake in.
My friend Alex is probably listening to this right now, but he like has like Among Us Twitch games all the time and stuff, and he was like, special guest coming, and then he was like, actually, never mind, Brittany Broski can't come anymore. And I was like, well,
special guest Jake.
And I said, that my friend Jake can come. Like, if you guys, like, want to be Jake, he's super cool. And Alex is like, I know Jake. Like, I listen to your podcast. And anyway, so you were playing Brittany Roski.
I'm so honored.
That's insane. Played with Alex, Mark.
I know, and I said absolutely nothing the entire time that we played Among Us because I was so nervous.
Because you were nothing like Brittany Roski. Like, what a letdown.
No, literally everyone was like, literally everybody came in, they were like, where's Brittany? Brittany, you here, bitch?
Nobody and
like,
and I was said like, that.
And I was like, hey guys, I'm Jake. I'm going to call this from our podcast. I was like, yeah, I have about 1,500 Instagram followers. I know all of you had the K at the end of your Instagram followers, but I don't. Anyway, yeah.
No, it was a good time. You played a really good Brittany Broski.
Thank you. Well, actually, I did really well in that game. Well, actually,
you didn't say anything.
Exactly. Well, because when I was crewmate, well, they would just kill me off first because they didn't know who I was. But when I was imposter, they never suspected me because they had no idea who I was. So I would always, there was, although they are very good at that game. And sometimes they'd be like,
yes.
Well, like one person. Who was it? Oh, I remember them. They were so cool and they were so funny. Like the whole time. I don't know. Whatever. We got on that call and everyone was like, hey, bestie. Hey, bestie.
Debbie?
Hey, bestie. Debbie, yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so good at the game. Yes. And Debbie was like, well, I think it's Jake and Alex at some like random point during our imposter thing. I had said nothing like the whole game, and I went, how did they know?
She always knows when someone is imposter. Like, she'll just say it. She goes, I'm telling you right now, it's this person and this person, and it always is.
And it was scary, but nobody believed.
Yes.
Them. Yeah.
I understand.
So we still
I get
won that
it.
Round.
Yeah. I get it. You'll never live up to Brittany, but it's okay.
No, sadly I won't. And you know what? I'm okay with that.
Good.
You'll also never live up to Brittany.
That I was never a replacement for Brittany, so.
Yeah, you're right. Only I was.
I was
no, literally was like the biggest letdown on earth. Everyone was like, special guest. Oh my gosh. And then they were like, never mind. It's Nicole's random friend.
It's Jacob Rapka.
That was such a moment for me.
I was No.
I'm like, I'm the special guest now.
No, you're a great addition. I love having you around.
It was a blast. Thanks. As a friend?
I never said that. No, I never said that.
I'm going to edit that very loud in the podcast. I love having you as a friend.
That's the intro for this week.
Yeah. And then like some romantic, like, Love Boat. Exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
No, hopefully I'm actually never going to make that the intro because there's no way I'm going to go 30 minutes into this audio and try to find it. It's usually just whatever you said at the beginning, like the whole Jerry Trainer thing from last week. I was like, and I was going to make you went, wait, what did you say? You were like, yes, everybody loves Jerry Trainer or whatever. I was going to make that like repeated and go like, but I thought it would be inappropriate.
I know exactly what you're going to do for this time. And I'm not going to say what. I'm just going to wait on it.
Why?
I'm going to write. No, you'll see.
Okay.
No.
Write it down.
I know.
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
Write it on a piece of paper and save it for,
I will literally
Sunday when I edit this.
I will literally write it down and be like, I know that you're going to use this. But yes, another reason that I couldn't call you on time today was because I was busy organizing my pantry. And I.
Pantry?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. How messy does it get? I thought you did that last week. You cleaned up your area or something in the Virgo moon.
I in fact did not cleanse or clean up my area during the Virgo moon.
Oh, okay.
So I had to do it this
now
time
the
around.
Pantry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my pantry is all good. I put stuff into jars. Like I would take stuff out of literal bags and be like, I'm putting it in a jar. Like it's like all of my oatmeal. Like, I have took all of the oats, and I just put them into jars.
That.
My mom was like, why would you do that? This is a resealable bag. And I'm like, I don't know. It looks better in a jar.
I like that. That's cute, though.
Because if it's in a jar,
I... You know what that reminds me of is when... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. You're already in the middle of your sentence. I don't know what I was going to say. I don't take my omega-3s.
You're like, too late. I'm like, go ahead. You're like, too late. I already forgot. Literally, if Nicole stops talking for like 0.5 seconds, she forgets what she was gonna say.
That's so sad.
That reminds me of the ladies on TikTok, and infuriates me to absolutely no end, who take all their laundry stuff and they put it into like those like jars or the little spouted ones. Oh, it makes me so annoyed. They're like refill a week, and I'm like, y'all are just wasting. Why don't you just make your own laundry detergent at that point so that you're not wasting all this plastic?
Oh my god, people who have organized fridges where they put like stuff into like the containers and they wash their fruit once they get it, like that's just not my family. My family, like, I am a very organized person. When I lived on my own, I was trying to be like that, but I also couldn't afford to like just like get whatever I wanted from the store, like, yeah, just like here. Organize, like, you need money to have buy organizers and like all that kind of stuff. I had a two stoves and my counter space was literally an inch, and I'm not joking.
Well, so, when we moved into our new apartment, I was trying to go zero waste.
Yes. And I did too, and it was really hard for me because I remember like being on this like whole kick of wanting to be like as low waste as possible. Same. And have like an organized fridge and pantry. Like, I was trying so hard, and then I found out like which one of my roommates were, like who mm-hmm. one of them was, and she did not know how to recycle. Like, we mm-hmm. would tell her like, you can or can't recycle this, and like, we would have to like constantly, I would have to clean up her messes because if you put something in the recycling, like that all then goes to the waste, like that batch of recycling and stuff. So I would have to clean up for her because she wasn't doing her part. And also she was not like the cleanest of people. And so it was so difficult for me as a person at that point because I was like, oh my God, I want to be low waste right now. But like, I just like, with the lifestyle that I'm living.
What's the point of going low waste when I still have to clean up all the garbage around me, right?
Right. Yeah. It's
the same thing that happened to me. Once I realized I wasn't living alone, I was like,
yeah,
it's going to be kind of hard.
It was also like, sure, like if I lived on my own, then I would use, for example, these type of like trash bags or something. But because I lived with roommates, like I don't have that option, like I don't have that luxury to be like, can you actually buy these, or like, can you actually use this instead? Like, you're not just, you can't do that. And also like, while I was trying to be as low waste as possible, I knew like how much waste like my roommate was producing, and like that's fine, but it just didn't make me feel like I was like being a low waste person, you know what I mean? Or like whatever, I don't know, it's fine, like I understand I'm gonna be on my own from now on, so like it's like not that big of a deal, but like it was very discouraging.
Where's your mom going?
Well, I'm kicking her out.
Yeah. Like from right now on, I live alone.
Yeah. I actually inherited the house and I said, you have to leave. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. You inherited as if somebody had like moved on.
Right. Like, yeah, I'm an heiress.
Yeah.
Are you saying move on as a nicer way to say die? Because you don't want to say die because my mom had cancer. To clarify for the audience, she does not have cancer anymore. She's fine. She's cancer free.
In fact, she's vaccinated too, so she's immortal.
Yes! That's what I was going to talk about for like what I did this week. My mom got the vacky, and I love saying the vacky. I think I started it with Adam, maybe, or maybe even you. She did. My mom actually does have an obsession with vacuums. So she'll like text her like friends and stuff. And they're like, she's like, where did you get this part for your vacuum? I remember I had to like import a vacuum piece from somewhere else. I love how I say import when in reality, I just got it sent from eBay. I'm like, I got this vacuum part literally imported from China. Imported. When in reality, like, it was just sent
from eBay. This is Italian vacuum nozzle.
Why is that the thing? Like, why is it imported if it's from like Italy, but it's just shipped if it's from China? I don't like that.
You know what?
I have a point.
That, you know what that reminds me of is the song Fabulous by the Sharpay Evans.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Iced tea,
yes.
Imported from England.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Towels imported from Spain.
Lifeguards imported from Turkey, which that's pretty gross to say that somebody was imported, a literal person. And then Turkey imported from me.
Wait, Jake, don't make fun of me for not remembering, but what was the line?
Lifeguards imported from Turkey.
Oh, lifeguards. See, I'm being so serious. Like, my, it's
you
not,
forgot what I just said.
I forgot. It's not my intentions, man, because I'm definitely listening to you. It's my quite gosh. Literally my like my memory. But yes, my
Nicole,
mom did get the.
You're sounding like you're on drugs right now. I know. Like you are on uppers.
No, I think I'm just really excited because I organized my pantry. That's what Whole Foods will do to you. I like bought, well, I got, I drank a kombucha. I had a nice little matcha latte this morning. I am a little granola girl. My mom did. Oh, I was just saying about my mom getting the vaccine.
Oh, the vaccine. Oh, yeah. Continue this amazing story.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So my mom got
How did you remember that?
I have written curious. Down. I have written down. I have to write things down now. I'm one of those people. But yes, my mom got the vaccine on Saturday and I felt like such a relief. I was so excited. I wouldn't shut up about it. Like I think because of the pandemic and everything, I've just been more grateful for everything in my life recently. Why are you applying your lip balm like that? You don't have to do that. He's like patting it into his skin.
I love
it. It's
doing
a chapstick. My mom will put it in her mouth and just like glide it. So it like looks like this like little like lipstick, like it's a lipstick shape. And I'm like, you don't have to do that at all. Like that's like roll it up a lot and then like put it in between your lips and like rub it back and forth. Like
I'm going to sell footage of this. Yeah. Of you doing that.
Actually. Yes. Sell it on OnlyFans. I get emails every single week. I get emails every single week.
Please make an account.
It's not from OnlyFans, but it's some dude. And he's like, okay, Nicole, let's cut to the chase. Are you sick and tired of making money from YouTube? Have you considered OnlyFans? And I'm like, all right.
You know, people have OnlyFans, but not like that, right?
Yeah, like they just do like normal stuff on there.
Yeah, well, you should do that.
No, it's okay. I just don't care.
All the comments are like, show us your boobs.
Yeah. Another thing to add to do for my taxes, I just don't care. Like, I just don't want to.
I do OnlyFans.
Yeah. I'd actually like to just, like, stop adding more, like, streams of revenue because the more that I have to provide to my tax man, the more I feel like I'm going to jail by doing something accidentally wrong. So I just don't really care anymore.
I'm terrified of going to jail for tax reasons because I'm like.
Oh, me too.
There's no way that I'm purposely doing bad things on my taxes. You know what I mean? Like, trying. Like, dear government, I'm trying to pay you the taxes. Please don't arrest me.
I'm convinced that if I were to get in trouble, that I could just, like, look at them in the eye and be like, it was an honest mistake. Like, do you really think I know what I'm doing? And then I'm like, I think they would let me go. Like, I think I would be okay.
You're like, look at me. Do I look like I know what's going on? I lost my omega-3 and everything's been downhill since.
Like, I look at the cops and I'm like, I don't even remember the last sentence that I just said to you. Do you think that I know, like my taxes why are you or what here? I'm supposed to pay?
Can you repeat that?
Before I forget, my mom got the vaccine. This is now like maybe the sixth time that I brought this up.
Mentioned it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
I'm going to let you finish your story this time. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nicole. So your mom got the vaccine.
No, not yet. Jake and I, when we went to college, there was a guy back when we were in college, back when we were younger.
Our college, our crazy days.
Right. We had a friend named Jack who was like working with us. We were on like the same staff and everything. And so when you're around these two people, I would constantly mistake and say Jack or Jake, like interchangeably. I did the same thing with my friends, Kylie and Kaylee, when we were younger. Like, I'm so sorry. It just slips out. Don't you get it wrong sometimes? Don't you get it mistaken?
Yeah, I get my own name wrong all the time.
I'm sure if there was a Nicholas in our friend group, you would accidentally call me Nicholas all the time. Nicholas, oh my god, I meant Nikki Nasty.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because that's what, I actually only refer to you as Nikki Nasty.
Yes, yes. And so, anyway, so my mom called you Jack the other night, but
Was this before or after the vaccine?
After. Oh, so these are the side effects.
Fantastic segue.
Oh.
So she got the vaccine.
My mom got the vaccine. This was after 30 places that I've called and put her on a waiting list. It was exactly 30, but then it was all in one day that I called, because it was like snow days and stuff. And so she got a call, and so finally she got to be placed, and then it got pushed back because my heart hurt like a couple hours ago, and then I just burped and it stopped. So anyway, I just feel better. Yeah, thank you. But yeah, so she had to like get her vaccine like pushed back, and so she finally was able to get it, and I feel so relieved, and I've been so grateful. Like, literally, like, I'm just, like, all day, I was like, Mom, this is the best thing ever. Aren't you so excited? She's like, yes, I guess. Like, I'm excited, but, like, whatever. And then, like, when we were finally at the place, she goes, oh, my God, I'm actually excited. I was like, yeah. And then we went and got celebratory pho. And then my grandparents were able to get vaccinated yesterday.
Nicole is coming out with a video about the rest of this story.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Nicole, my week was great. My grandfather came to visit me at work today, which was really nice.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
What did he buy?
He bought bagels.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Well, he came because I have a plant currently that is huge that I tried to give to you for a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, and he saw it. I have it in the other room where it gets more light. And it's actually a very easy plant to take care of because it just starts to, like, droop, and then you water it, and it, like, sprouts back up the next day.
Jake wanted to give me this massive little, like, a giant plant, like a monstrosity of a plant. And I made him stand next to it for scale and everything. And he's like,
I sent her a picture and I'm holding it and it's like 3 feet taller than me.
He's like, I can't take care of this. Please let your mother pick this up. I need this out of my house. And I showed my mom. My mom goes, oh, cute, but not for us. We cannot take it. Too big. She goes, I have nowhere to put it.
He was saying that he wanted a plant like it, right? And, well, I was like, I can't, like, give this to you forever, basically.
Right.
Because I have to give it back to my friend who I'm taking care of it for. And so he showed up to my work to find that plant.
How did you have like, to so explain to him? I don't take it with everywhere I go.
He was like, I wanted that plant that you had. I didn't know, like, if you sold it here. And I was like, you think we sell a plant that big here? I was like, Puff Up, you need to go check, like, I don't know, Home Depot or something, their plant section, because they have bigger plants.
I saw your place of work on TikTok having a plant that was literally for $7, and it was a giant. It was like a Monstera plant.
Anyway, so he showed up to find that, and I was like, Papa, that's not here. Anyway.
I don't take it with me everywhere I go.
Yeah, but it was, like, nice. I don't know. None of my family has ever visited me at my job, so I was like, and I also, like, never see that man except for when he is at my house.
Right, so, right.
It was nice to see him. He lives, like, literally the town over from where I live, so that was nice. But what was I going to say? Oh, he also lent me a film camera, actual film from the 1980s, which works like a freaking charm. It is so great. And I just finished my first roll of film on it. Where is it? I think it's over there.
What did you take photos of, and why wasn't it
literally
me?
Anything. Like, I took photos of anything because I wanted to see if it worked. Right? Oh, okay. So I'm going to go get them developed, and, like, yeah, they're going to be weird pictures. I mean, they're nice. I mean, like, I took pictures of things that I thought were nice. It took me, like, a week to finish taking pictures because I had to do 32.
How much does it cost to get it, like, the film developed and everything?
I'm pretty sure it only costs, like, $20. If you do it through like CVS, because like CVS is going to do it in an hour and they're not going to do like a superb job, you know?
I feel like there's definitely places you can get it done cheaper.
Probably. But they do it in like an hour. So like there are places that you can get it done cheaper that will do it in like days.
So what do you get? You don't get digitals of it, right? You just get physical copies of
it? Just get physical copies, yeah. I mean, I took a lot of pictures of Tucker and stuff, but it was nice. I mean, like, I really enjoyed taking pictures on a film camera. I do have, like, a Polaroid. And honestly, y'all, I'm not, like, a photographer by any means.
Oh, we know.
Right?
We know. Look at your Instagram.
Oh, I know. You've seen my Instagram. I like to take pictures. And I feel like that's really all that matters when it comes to taking pictures and stuff. And, like, the only reason I bought, like, a digital, like a DSLR camera was because I can use it for so many things. Like, I use it for streaming. I use it for, like, taking actual pictures. I use it for videos, like my Big Brother audition and stuff like that. And I'll use it for
You did auditions. A Big Brother audition? When did you do that?
Like, beginning of January.
And you weren't going to tell me. You were just going to be like, bye, bitch. I'm leaving for a few months. I'm going to film this show in case I get, like, casted on it.
It would have been till, like, this summer.
So you just didn't. What the heck? That is
Why would I go around being like, yeah, I auditioned for BB. For BB 23.
Trisha Paytas was on BB.
Was she? Was a celebrity?
Yes. I think it was the UK one.
Oh, wow. See, that one's the best one because Celebrity Big Brother, like, the best people are on the UK version. Don't know why. Yes. Because I think the UK version started before the, like, Celebrity Big Brother US. Yes. And they got, like, Tiffany Pollard. And there are so many iconic moments with Tiffany Pollard on that show. Anyway. Yeah, I did audition for Big Brother. But what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, you're the film about camera.
Film.
Yeah, it's nice because I don't feel as bad using the film camera. I bought, like, really cheap film, too, because I was like, film only comes in, like, packs of, like, five. And yes. It's expensive to buy, like, nice stuff. So I bought, like, really cheap film just to be like, does this camera take pictures? Will it take pictures?
You should try and soup your film sometime. What does that mean? It's like basically when you take your film roll and then you put it in different types of liquid, like different types of liquid will give you different effects. But like I saw someone put a blue Fanta and all their pictures came out like purple and blue. Or like,
you how do I do that? I want to do that immediately.
Literally look up on YouTube or even TikTok and just look up soup film, but you have to take it to a place that will accept souped film. Like, that's some places incredible. Will not accept
that
it.
That is incredible. Yeah. I'm going to do that. Absolutely.
Yes. You would get that little effect that you like on your photos, with like the little like rainbow glare and stuff. And you're like, I want this, but souped.
That's cool. I'm going to do that. Like, that's definitely going to happen for me. I see that in the future.
I feel like that being like your aesthetic and much more fun than regular film. Yeah. I'd like a film camera. Cool. I think that would be fun.
Yeah. Well, this one's from like the 80s. I'm actually surprised that it works.
Yeah.
It's a really old Canon T50.
Yeah.
And it's nice. I like I can't believe that it works. I don't think that he used it much. It also comes with this old flash. Like ancient. It makes the most ancient flash of all time. But it works really well.
I miss like taking photos of everything. I mean, I take photos all the time, so much like on my camera roll that like there's like a little exclamation point in the corner. I think it has something to do with my iCloud, and it's
it's because it's all backed up onto your iCloud.
I don't know how to fix that. I don't understand how iCloud works.
Buy more
iCloud.
Well, I think you need to buy more iCloud storage and like save pictures to your iCloud instead of saving them onto your phone, kind of thing. And then you go into your iCloud to get them.
I'll text you about it. It's so complicated. I have like 30,000 photos on my phone, and I'm not exaggerating when I say 30,000.
Really?
Yeah. I know.
30,000?
It's because I take the same photo. Like, if I take a picture of,
how much space do you have on your phone?
Not a lot. If I take, like, a picture of, like, a piece of paper, I take, like, seven pictures of the same piece of paper. Like, I can't take one.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Like, that photo I sent you of Clementine.
Press down briefly, and then you're like, oh, no, my thumb is holding it. Oh, no. What do I do? How do I stop?
I love how your perception of me and like Adam, my boyfriend's perception of me, is all like this like little voice, like not being able to function or do anything. Like Adam will always just tell me that like anything I do, it's just like I don't know how to describe it. Like I don't.
It's helpless.
yeah, like the best way to describe it is like helpless. Like Adam will be like, here goes Nicole not knowing what to eat for the seventh day in a row. She is going to make Gigi Hadid vodka pasta.
It's because you do that. That's how you talk about yourself.
Do I narrate like that about myself?
That exact voice. That exact voice is like literally how you talk about yourself.
That's the voice.
Have you listened to this podcast? No. You've done it on here.
Anyway, so this is how my week went. Basically, I went to Whole Foods and I got mushrooms.
No, literally, that's like a really accurate depiction of
that's
you.
The narration inside of my head. It's just a little voice. Like,
yeah, everyone's like, do you have like an inner monologue? That's an inner monologue.
On my Insta, like on my Twitter, I must seem very like dark and like maybe sad, and people are always like, are you okay, Nicole? And then in reality, the inside monologue is, I don't remember what the last sentence that I said was.
No, exactly. It's literally exactly that.
Yeah.
That's funny. You should do a whole podcast where you're like,
hello, everyone. That sounds like the most annoying thing ever. Like, literally, like, you know when people do, like, the baby voice to their dogs, and you're like, it's cute when I do baby voice to my own, like, pets, but if you hear anyone else doing it, you're like, ugh. Like, certain people.
Well, you know, have you ever seen the TikTok of the girl who's like, everyone makes fun of me for talking to my dog in a weird voice, but he just doesn't understand me. unless she's yeah. like, when I talk like this, she knows what I'm saying. That's the funniest. And the dog's like,
yeah. That's the funniest one. I love that one. Like Clementine, she does this thing where she like basically does like a somersault. Like she has to roll onto her head so that I could pet her belly. And then she'll like make like bird chirping noises. She sounds like a little pigeon. But like I'll look at her and she's just like staring back at me. But then I'm like, Clemmy! And then she gets really excited. I bought the Strokes jersey for anybody who gives a shit. Oh my gosh.
Actually, that jersey looks cool. I would buy it too.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's like green, red, and yellow or something.
Red, yellow, and orange, and black.
That's it. Yeah.
I think. And it says like the Strokes on the front, and then you could get it personalized and say like a last name or like a name on the back with a number.
Oh, cool.
I didn't get my own name.
What name
did you get? I got Casablancas. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And 11. Because
that's your lucky number.
Well, yes. 11 is my lucky number. Also, he has a song called 11th Dimension. Also, what other number would I put?
True. There aren't like, I don't know, 99 possible numbers you could put on there.
There's an infinite amount of numbers actually. So
Nicole, because there's okay, only fine, two numbers.
I get it. Gosh. No. Yes, that's what I got on the back of my thing. I wasn't even gonna get it. I was like, do I really need this? Like, it's really expensive. I don't need this. Like, how often am I gonna wear a baseball jersey? And then like I was already like in the checkout. I was like, okay, I guess I'll do it.
I mean, I type Casablancas on the back, so
yeah. So and no, then it like reminds me
of that SpongeBob sound where he's like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
I need it.
That's yes. But I'd like to think to myself that I am the reason that those jerseys came out because I commented on the video.
I did see that on your Twitter.
That, yes, that
you're like, they all need right, to
make
boys.
Those jerseys. Yep. I was like, make this into merch. And it was like the top comment. And I like to think that I am it the was. Reason. Yes. So it's a little bit offensive. Go ahead and look. Go ahead and see. Go ahead and see if it's the top comment. I'm a little bit offended that they didn't just send me one. That's the voice the that it makes inside called? My head. The adults are talking. Do you want to know why it's called The Adults Are Talking?
Because the adults are talking?
No, because it's like it sounds like two guitars talking back and forth to each other. Like one guitar will play and then the other one will like basically mimic it.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang it. It is. Good for you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like by a lot.
I think it's just because people pity me and they're like, all right, let's give this girl what she wants. We know Listen, how much
I knew you
she
needs this.
She knew how much. We knew how much she needed this, Nicole, really.
Really fast, I am looking at this jersey. This is $120 for the personalized one.
My justification is that... My justification is that I live at home. I
also why are they buttoned down? Oh, is it like baseball jersey?
Yeah. My justification for it is that I don't ever buy clothing, and also maybe it'll be like a collector's item. Imagine if I hate the Strokes in like 10 years, and then I try selling a jersey that says Casablancas with an 11 on the back. I can make thousands.
Oh, and actually, that's probably true. And with an 11 on the back because of the 11th dimension.
Yeah, I'm not going to personally sell it. I will wear that till I die. However, yes, I wasn't going to get it. Have you seen those TikToks where it's like, what happens when you have access to adult money? No. And it's like, yes, when you have sometimes. Access to adult money, this is what you can buy. And it's like someone buying one of those ice cube machines that make like the little balls. Like it's like tiny, like the ice cubes that are, yes. That's how I feel, except I don't buy anything ever, except today I bought mushroom powder and a Strokes overpriced jersey. So yeah,
that thing is really expensive. I thought it was maybe going to be $80.
Yeah. Julian Casablancas posted at night. He was like, hey guys, I think they're dropping tomorrow. Like maybe. I think at noon. I don't know. I think they're $75. And then I think $100 for custom. I don't know. Don't shoot the messenger. And then it like literally came out and I was like, $125. You lied.
That's so expensive.
I know.
Plus tax, that's literally like...
In my mind, I'm like, this is a collector's item. Bless you. Bless you.
I'm keeping that in.
Good.
Wow. Well, you're insane.
I never buy anything. Look at me. I wear the same thing all the time. Look at me.
It's okay. I spent $165 on Converse last week.
What kind? Did you get the same ones? The ones as before?
Yeah, I got the same ones, but in black.
Oh, they're so cute.
And then I got new regular ones in nice. Cream. Because I miss my retro cream ones yes. from like the beginning of 2019 is when I really had retro ones. Okay. Hey, everyone. I love this is how I do all the endings. Hey, everyone.
So soft.
Hey, guys. No, stop. All right, guys. Oh. Hey, Funky Bunch. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. No. Somebody said they really liked that when I said it. They thought it was funny.
Why would they lie to you?
Hey, Funky Bunch. Thanks for joining us on this week's episode. Nicole could not be with us right now for this ending of this podcast. So I'm going to do the outro. Oh, review. Are you finding a review?
Yep.
Okay. Nicole is going to find a review. There was a really good one. Like, it was like the second review.
Okay. So this is
Here comes what? The review.
Oh, okay. This is from... They say... The contrast of Nicole's smooth and calm voice with Jake's less of a voice and more of a screech lulls me to sleep every night like a lullaby.
Not a screech? Oh my gosh. A screech? Y'all.
Like a rude. Lullaby. A lullaby. I know. Jake's not used to hate comments, so he's going to take that and like literally like be awake at night staring at his ceiling and look at his dog
Nicole,
and be like,
it's not I a read screech, all right? these reviews already.
Oh, I don't read the reviews because I get scared. I don't read anything anymore. Scared. I get so scared. I get terrified.
Nicole doesn't know how to read.
That's why, that's another thing that's happened with my short-term memory. I, like, forgot how to read. I'm like, oh, no, I just learned how to read. Now I can't read.
When's the last time you read a book? Anyway, bye.
Bye-bye.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insightful. Oracle.com/insightful.